Welcome to Data Cronies, a Wildstar podcast with your hosts, Faye and YOLOvision. Are you ready for Wildstar? We are.
Greeting everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Data Cronies. Yay! I'm Faye, and I have a co-host with me tonight, who's going to be on, hopefully, many an episode, Mr. YOLOvision himself. Say hello.
Hey everybody, I am YOLOvision.
So let's kind of explain a little bit about why we're here, and why Faye is not on Beyond the Veil. Well, I am still on Beyond the Veil, but I also have found another game that I spend a lot of my time, you know, when I'm not walking around Tokyo in Secret World, I spend a lot of time walking around in the Nexus in a relatively new game. It's only been out for about a month now. Month and a half, I believe. Is that right there, YOLO?
About a month and a half.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I was in the beta, I was in an early beta, and then I was in the other beta. I didn't play quite as much beta, because if you played a lot of beta, you got a lot of these things called boom boxes that allowed you to get some free stuff upon launch of the game, although with mixed reviews, because a lot of people say they didn't get hardly anything, and I only started out with, I think, 41, and the average person I know started out with, like, 100 plus. About how many boom boxes do you think you had when you started there, YOLO?
Probably had about like 25. I only played a beta like the last week, and that was only a few days.
Well, that was still pretty good. 21. Did you get any good items out of your boom boxes?
I believe just a Raiden hat. That was the only good one, and probably a dye, but I can't remember which color it was. But nothing really groundbreaking.
Yeah, I think the only really good thing I got was a dye, but I'm not a big fan of the dyes, so I sold it. I made like my first plat. Which is the currency within the game is, you know, copper, silver, then it moves on the gold, and then it moves on the plat, and I don't think there's anything above plat. Not that I know of, because I know there are some gamers out there who have quite a lot of plat. But anyways, it was nice being, you know, a level 10 with a plat in the bank. It definitely helped things along. Do you find it's easy to make money in this game?
Well, that's a negative because, to be honest with you, I haven't really messed with the auction house. The only thing I do have been doing has been vendoring items, and so far it got me over one plat, and I'm thankful of that.
Well, that's good. I think I'm now at about two plat. So I've made about a total of maybe four plat since I started playing this game, and currently, sad to say, I'm only level 38 because although I do put in what I think is a lot of time in a week playing this game, I do not exactly get to play as much as I want to. I'm hoping to be at 50, though, here around episode 2 or 3 of this podcast. But YOLO, where are you sitting in the game?
Well, right now I'm level 46, and I'm not sure when I'm going to reach 50. I thought I would have did it a few days ago, but I'm taking my time, enjoying the quest line, and then enjoying PvP.
Speaking of which, how do you find that you level in this game? Do you do a lot of PvP level? Do you mostly quest? What do you like to do?
Well, I found leveling in PvP from 6 to 15, I level real quick. And after that, I just started doing quests, grinding quests, and I've been leveling real good, especially with the rested XP from the housing.
Yes, and we would definitely get into a lot of this stuff. I do also, I PvP'd, I think, from level 6 to level 20. And then I started questing somewhere around probably right at 20, 21, I started questing again. I've really enjoyed going back, looking at the story, looking at what I've missed, and continuing on. But before we go on too much further into actually Wildstar, which we weren't going to talk a whole lot about tonight anyways, let's kind of let our audience, our new audience, hopefully there's not more, you know, not a couple of you out there by the time this actually goes live. Hopefully we get, you know, 10 or so. That would make me happy, 10 or so listeners. About how many listeners would you like to see, YOLO?
as many as we possibly can get. Over 50, over 100. Actually, I don't care if it's one or two people. Longer there's somebody out there listening and enjoy what we're speaking about.
That's right. We're going to try to be different. I realize there are a few WildStar podcasts out there already. There's probably about, I think, 7 or 8 in the U.S. and about 5 across the seas that actually talk about this game. So we're going to try and put our own spin on it. We're not going to necessarily be the same as all of them, even though most of us, you know, both of us listen to a lot of them. But back on track, who are we and what is our gamer cred? I will actually start this off. Of course, I'm Faye. A lot of people who have heard me before, I've been on about 60-plus episodes of a show called Beyond the Veil, also on the Holosuite Media Network. And I actually started playing a long, long time ago. My first PC was a TRS-80 that was named the TRS-80 because it actually came out in 1980, if that doesn't date me. And then, of course, I went on, like most kids during that time, and I went on to the Ataris, and I went on to the Commodores, and then I got into the IBMs. Never was a big Apple fan. I played a lot of games. These days, I play a lot of MMOs. I tend to, I find that's, kind of where I like to be. I'm not a big fan of the first-person shooter genre or the MOBAs. I really like my MMOs. I started off my MMOs, a little bit in Elder Scrolls 2, but really what kicked off mine, of course, like most people in the MMO business, is of course WoW, World of Warcraft. I started, I think, a month after Burning Crusade launched, and I stuck around all the way up through Cataclysm, got myself pretty much top raid geared. I spent a lot of time in that game. I was a little bit younger than I am now, so I had that time. I played, 40 hours a week, not all raiding at the time, maybe 20 hours a week to raiding, 20 hours a week dedicated to crafting and finding pets and getting mounts and all that other good stuff that you kill your time with in WoW. And then after a while, I kind of took a rest because I knew that Secret World was coming out soon. I knew that Star Wars The Old Republic was coming out, so I switched off. I played both of those games. I played Rift for about a year. I played Age of Wushu for about a year. I've tried lots of games. I get in a lot of betas. I do like playing other games as well from, of course, Blizzard. I like playing StarCraft, StarCraft 2, Diablo, Diablo 2, Diablo 3. And, of course, I still do dabble in Hearthstone quite a lot. But enough about me. Yolo, why don't you kind of tell them who you are and what your history is.
Hi everyone, as you already know, I'm YoloVision, one half of the Data Cronies. I began playing MMOs in 2007 when my adventures took place in Azeroth, inside the World of Warcraft, on the RP server Feathermoon, where I raised the banner of the Horde on my orc warrior Valenjaga. Exploring, questing, running various dungeons, being such a novice to the MMORPG genre, basic concepts like need versus greed, my role and abilities was knowledge I clearly lacked, and it showed in dungeons, as I was pretty bleeping bad. Fortunately, I made friends along my path to 70, who gave me a neat idea of prioritizing Sunder over Hamstring. My video game history began when dinosaurs used boulders as lollipops. The days when local shops had mini arcades where Mr. and Mrs. Pac-Man, Dungeons Lair, and Donkey Kong, and etc. filled my appetite for fun. Leading up to me getting my very first console, the Atari 2600. And many years later, the NES, Sega Genesis, and PS1 to 3.
So what's your favorite type of genre to play?
My favorite type of genre right now is the MMOs. I used to love RPGs after playing Final Fantasy VII, which got me like hooked on... that was actually the first RPG actually I played also, and it got me hooked onto the fantasy type of games.
So you said Final Fantasy VII. You didn't play any of the other ones on the normal SNES?
Nope, till this day, I still never have played Zelda, by the way.
Oh my goodness, who is this guy? Who let him on this show? You never played Zelda.
Yep, never played it.
Wow, you never played Final Fantasy 3, 4, 5, 6?
I played 7 above.
Oh, you're missing out. You need to go back. You know, they make these things. I'm not saying what they are. They start with an E, and you can play all those games.
I think I did that on my, like, PSP back in the days.
Well, I definitely love that series as well. Any other things? Do you like the... I know you're looking at other games as well as on top of WildStar. So, like, one certain game coming out called Destiny. Do you find that you like that format of how it's set up? Do you like that kind of a first-person shooter MMO style?
To be honest with you, I haven't played. The last first-person shooter I played and I actually enjoyed was Halo 3. I couldn't get into the other Halos for some reason, but Halo 3, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare were the last two first-person shooters I enjoyed and played.
Okay, well, let's moving on here. What got you into WildStar there, Yolo?
I think my failure in World of Warcraft got me into WildStar because I was so bad in World of Warcraft that WildStar, I felt, gave me a challenge to make up for the lost opportunities that I was garbage in the last World of Warcraft.
Oh, I don't necessarily think you were garbage. I thought you were quite a good part of our team. You definitely seem to hold your own with some of us crazy folk who played a lot of hours.
Yeah, but you guys was holding my hands. Y'all the ones who told me I'm supposed to use Thunder when I'm fighting the boss.
Well, I didn't, because I was all DPS all the time. You know, I think maybe Tauntaun might have showed you that. He was another member of our guild at the time. As well as, I don't know, maybe even my son who played, who actually kind of introduced us to you. Would you like to tell us the story of how you kind of met me? And as crazy as it seems, 7 years ago on a video game?
Yeah, I it's funny. I can't remember how we met, but I met your son Elfblood playing a game. I don't know if I was questing. I don't know if I was going into a dungeon, but somehow me and Elfblood crossed paths. When me and him crossed paths, we started like playing, like doing dungeons, questing together. And then one day out of the blue, I think, I don't know if it was you or your wife, sent me a whisper. It was either you asking me for some pearls to make some spider silk boots, or I don't know if it was your wife asked me, do I want to tank a dungeon?
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, you know, I know this is kind of your first podcast, and a lot of people don't actually know that. So I think you're doing great thus far, but I do want to let the people out there know that just how good of a guy this guy is. I do remember my son was out there, and he was helping you and another guy, the guy I mentioned earlier, Tauntaun, kind of learn the ropes and how to play. And it was interesting to me, you know, when I heard from both you and Tauntaun in a whisper, oh yeah, you know, your son's great, you know, and then you guys couldn't believe that he was like only 11 years old at the time.
Yeah, I thought he was much older because he was teaching me the ropes, and I'm like, I was in my 30s and he's teaching me the ropes.
I know, I was so impressed with my son at that point because he's just, you know, he's just that kind of kid. He's, you know, 11 years old. He's like, oh, you know, he was kind of a know-it-all that wasn't too cocky about knowing everything about WoW, and he knew how to build and how to set, and he was raiding by age 12. But I definitely am happy to have you on board with me as my co-host, and we're going to kind of go over a little bit of where we'd like to go as far as this podcast is concerned. Like I said, this is the first WildStar podcast on the Holosuite Media Network. I was asked after our producer Xander saw that I'd stopped playing Secret War for a while. He kind of wanted to know what I was doing, and I said to him, I was like, oh well, I'm maybe I might be playing this other game. And I told him it's a great game. It's called WildStar. I've been following it for a while. And he said, well, do you want to do a podcast? And at the time, I was like, nah, you know, I was only like level 10 getting into it. Had only played the beta for a while. And I decided, well, okay. He came at me maybe 3 weeks ago. It's like, oh, you sure you don't want to do that WildStar? So I kind of got with YOLO for a little bit and said, hey, do you want to do this thing? And of course, he was hesitant because it was his first time. And it wasn't my first time. But I thought he'd be great because he's actually really good at doing some video editing. He has some YouTube stuff up, which we're going to discuss in a little bit. But we're kind of avid podcast listeners, and we kind of know what we like to listen to. So we're hopefully, because we're going to do a lot of what we like, hopefully that will come across to you. One of the things I do like about certain podcasts is I like replayability in my podcast. I like to listen to a show that teaches me something that if I go back to it in a couple months, it's still going to be there. It's still going to be relevant. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say we're not going to talk about the current news. We, Adaxi, before this podcast, got done shooting, once again, another video that kind of introduced the new, you know, Daggerstone Pass and the Sabotage drop to help you guys know how to run that if you're at all interested in PvP. So we're going to kind of go over that type of stuff as well. The news of the day, the news of the week. We'd be kind of silly if we don't tell you if something is really going on cool. We're going to try and frequent the forums a little bit more, get to really know what the community is saying. I originally got into WildStar because I had saw the dev speaks that they release, and I found them just humorous. They were very hilarious. They were my type of humor. It's like, oh, this is great. This is great. And they, you know, I watched every single dev speak on every single class, and that's kind of how I picked my class, which is actually the Esper class. What class are you currently playing as your main there, Yolo?
I'm actually an engineer, DPS.
And what do you like about playing the engineer? I know that you made that your main. You do have a couple alts, but what makes you go back to that engineer and want to make that character 50?
Well, I like the class. I like to have the heavy gun, and I like to shoot stuff. So the engineer was the class for me.
Yeah, I chose the Esper, I think, mainly because when I went and I did research on the Esper, every person goes, that is the hardest class to play. It does the most DPS if you know what you're doing. And I personally like a challenge. I was not as crazy as my wife on WoW, where she actually leveled a priest in WoW, healing from 1 to max level, and I thought that was crazy. She didn't even start looking at the DPS side until she hit way into her raiding days. So I was not going that crazy. I do realize that in WildStar that the healers can also do a lot of damage as well. So I'm not saying that they can't, and because the way WildStar is set up, it's real easy to kind of flip between your specs and do 1 DPS, 1 healing. But I definitely took on Esper as my choice because I thought it would be a real good challenge for me to, you know, try and go as far as I can with this class and knowing every single ability inside and out. And we're going to have a few podcasts where we're going to talk about the different classes. We're going to talk about the different dungeons. We're going to talk about, you know, the ship hands. We're going to talk about crafting. We're going to talk about housing. We're going to talk about as much stuff in WildStar. We're going to gear ourselves kind of on a level basis. Our podcast is going to start from a very basic level 1 podcast, if you will, and move all the way up to wherever we go. We're going to level each time. We're going to move up in progression. As we personally progress in the game, we're going to know a lot more to help you out and help you progress in the game. We're going to start out, of course, very casual. You know, we're going to talk about some basic stuff. We're probably going to shoot some helpful videos. We just shot the one, of course, about Daggerstone Pass. I'm going to go back and shoot one on Waikiki and Bloodswarm and all the PvP battlegrounds as I do them to teach people, because a lot of times I still go in the PvP battlegrounds and there's still people who are in there for whatever reason. Either they're quick leveling or they're trying to get some better gear that they can't get because they don't have a lot of time on their hands to get it through questing, so they hop in the PvP. I know I did that with the Secret World. I did that to a point in this game. I had a full set of PvP gear by level 20, you know, maxed out to the extreme, but then I went out, of course, back into the real world, and a lot of people don't realize that that gear doesn't always stack up in the real world. It may do really well in PvP, but not so much in PvE. So we're going to hit on a whole bunch of those things, and to help us assist you, we, of course, are launching about the time that this podcast gets heard by anybody, 1 to 25,000 people. We're going to have up our Twitch site, which is, of course, at Twitch, and it's under Data Cronies. Our YouTube site is at, of course, YouTube's. It's under Data Cronies as well. We already have a few videos up there. I think we'll have 7 videos up there by the time this launches. maybe a couple others if the, you know, if during the weekend we decide we want to go out and some shoot some stuff. We're going to be streaming a little bit more on Twitch through both our site at the Data Cronies site, as well as if you subscribe to the Holosuite Media site on Twitch, you'll be able to not only find this show and WildStar, but you're going to find everything else that everyone else does. I know Xander was doing a Final Fantasy segment. Of course, all our shows are going to go out through there. We will try and do a couple live broadcasts, but we're very busy people. You know, we're not young people anymore, so we have a lot of, you know, we don't have that lot of that time. We have to work. We have children, some of us. I do. So we're kind of busy. So we don't always get it out live. We're going to try and do a cross-recording where we'll have an audio version of the show as well as a video version of the show. There's not going to be a whole lot exciting going on the video stream because in the beginning it's just kind of us sitting on a stage that I created in my housing unit. And you'll hear us speaking just like you would through audio. But some people who are at home that don't like listening to podcasts and they rather just, you know, put on YouTube in the background instead while they're playing their video games, we're going to have as much for you as possible. Our average show is probably going to run between 30 minutes and an hour. Depends on how much we have to talk about. I think tonight's show is just going to fall about the 25-minute range. We're almost finished. Is there anything else that that you want to tell them, Yolo, before we start closing out the show?
Yeah, I just want to tell the people that we're going to bring some good stuff, some different topics, and a whole bunch of things about WildStar.
All right, that sounds good. And with that, we will... Looks like we're coming up on the 23-minute mark, so we will actually say our farewells for today. Hopefully next time we'll hit the 30 and in between 30 minutes and an hour. And we will see you next time. Happy WildStarring by Data Cronies. See ya.
See ya.